Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Boomer and Geo.
BT and Sal.
Kevin and Tiki.
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
What's up and welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with your host, Pete Hoffman. It's the weekend's over. Thank goodness. Fanatics Fest was awesome. Let's just start there just saying that was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had at Fanatics Fest in my life. Met a lot of cool people, had a lot of good experiences, ran into Spike Lee, Popeye, BT and Sal the other day. I mean, I heard the A-Rod interview. I heard the Sabathia interview with Devin and Tiki. It was just, it was awesome. It was a good time. I took my kid. He was able to run into some UFC fighters, Josh Emmett. I mean, that there were some really good moments. I saw the Rizzler. That was great for the most part. I mean, my kids care about him. I don't as much. But still, regardless, great event. Had the interview with Rico Bronya, podcast with Carlos Mendoza. And that's where we'll start, as Carlos Mendoza sat down with Evan and I on Saturday and talked about the issues going on, the 7-game losing streak with the New York Mets. And Carlos came from Philadelphia, 10 in the morning, be there at 10 in the morning, did an autograph signing, met with Evan and I, did a podcast for like 10, 15 minutes, and then ran off back to Philadelphia. And I'll tell you this much. The one positive takeaway from this weekend in Philadelphia for the Mets, it sounded like Carlos Mendoza passed along the message that, hey, by the way, people, Mets, to the Mets players in particular, fans get a little antsy here. There is a little skepticism of how good this Mets team will actually be. And, is this really who we are? Or are we going to show them we're better than that? And he said at the end of the podcast, walking away, 8th spot. Well, early in the podcast, Evan asked him what's his love affection with Jared Young. And guess who ended up on Saturday getting the 8th run of the game for the New York Mets? Jared Young with a solo home run. 7 home runs for the New York Mets on Saturday. That was a great explosion. You had 2 home runs by Nimmo, 2 home runs by by, was it Lindor or Soto? Now I'm blanking. I know Soto had, Lindor had back-to-back games. You know, that was nice that he had a home run on Sunday. Too bad Sunday, they sucked again. But at least on Saturday, you saw. Now, again, they went back-to-back-to-back. It was Lindor. It was Nimmo. It was Soto. They went back-to-back-to-back against Mick Appel, who is a young kid. It's his, I think, fifth start of the season. And his biggest bugaboo that everyone was worried about was walking people. That hasn't been an issue. On Saturday, was keeping the ball in the park, and he only lasted three innings. The Mets got to the bullpen, and then they attacked more and more again, and they were able to put up 11 runs? And that's what we've looked for. That's what we're waiting for, this explosion for the Mets offense. The only problem is...
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. C's and C's, 21 plus, sponsored by Chumba Casino.
They only came Saturday. You had two solo home runs on Friday. You had a solo home run on Sunday. So you had three other solo home runs. By the way, I think it was every single home run a solo home run. Is that 10 solo home runs in three games? Is that what we're looking at here? Let's see. Hold on. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think that's right. Because you got Alonzo McNeil on Friday. You have on Saturday, you have Lindor 1, Nimmo 2, Soto has 2, Young has a solo home run, Alvarez has a solo home run. We'll get to him in a second. Were they all solo home runs? Hold on. Let's go through the game log here. Solo. That wasn't a home run. Solo. And then the Lindor home run, that's crazy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, plus two from Friday, plus the other one from Sunday, 10 solo home runs. So we know that the Mets can hit home runs. That's a good thing. They got power. But that's why Francisco Alvarez got sent down. Think about it. We've been seeing articles now for about a week about Francisco Alvarez and what's wrong with Alvarez. And these articles have been coming out from basically the conversation that Eric Chavez had with Francisco Alvarez, where he said, you know, you have the power. That's the easy part. Become a hitter first. Be a hitter and then learn. Then you can use the power. But Francisco Alvarez has not been a hitter, that's for sure. And maybe they're trying to adjust something with him, and it's just not working. But the offense isn't there. And I'm telling you right now, the big thing about Francisco Alvarez and the reason why he got sent down, and no one's talking about it, and maybe people don't understand it, he hurt his hamate bone, right? It's a bone right over, I believe it's over here on the hand, okay? He's a catcher, so he constantly catches with that same hand that he broke his hamate bone in. Now, it's all tied together. He keeps on getting pounding with baseballs as he's receiving baseballs. So there's a lot of constant force on that hand, constant pressure on that hand. I don't think it's healing properly. I don't. And again, I always go back to the Mark Teixeira injury. At the end of the day, he ended up getting a sheath on top of it, whatever the sheath is. But they're all connected. I just don't think his left hand is fully healed. And I think he needs a breather. I think they need to say, take 2 weeks off and let's start you back up again, because I don't think you're healthy, and get your mind right and get back to it. That's what I think. Right now, they decided to send him back down to the minor leagues. That's totally fine. But Alvarez is out. Luis Torrens in for the time being. But it doesn't make a difference. They still don't score any runs besides Saturday. This is gonna be a long one here. We got three games up against the Atlanta Braves, and I don't see how the New York Mets are going to be able to compete if they're just not getting runners on base and driving them in. If they're just hitting solo home runs, it's not going to be enough. They never really hit home runs at Citi Field. We know that. And we know how much of a pain in the ass the Braves can be. So to me, that's a little bit of a problem. Breaking the losing streak, that was important to go back the next day and lose 7-1 and basically get shellacked again. I mean, they just took apart David Peterson. And it is what it is. You know, this is a bad stretch of baseball for the New York Mets. You want to see them play better against their division rivals. That's what's bothering me more than anything else. That's the bothersome part. It's not that they're losing. It's not that they're having a rough patch. It's that it's going up against their division rivals. And you've now let the Braves back into the, you know, the mix of things. And the Phillies have the lead. Now, I know Evan, which we'll do Rico Bronya later on tonight or tomorrow, whenever you are listening to this, whatever it is. But if you listen to Rico Bronya, I know he's going to be happy because, like he said, just get one win. Well, you got your one win. You got your wish. You got your one win. I wish for more than that. I wanted a series sweep. I wanted to at least be competitive for most of the series. And none of these games were competitive at all. You lose 10-2, you win 11-4, and then you lose 7-1. That to me is not competitive. That's not good. Let's move to the Yankees really quickly because they at least stopped the losing streak on Thursday. They lose Friday, but, you know, Max Fried pitched a good enough game. The offense was there early, and then they just died. And you know what? That's a problem that I've noticed with the Yankees, the Mets. It just feels like they score early and they just kind of give up and they stop scoring. And they think that three runs is enough to win ball games. Not really. You know, when you don't have, an ace, like Max Fried's an ace, but he's still human. He's still giving up a couple runs a game, three runs a game. You know, you're going to have to do more than that. And then Luke Weaver comes back from the IL and he picked a bad time to, maybe it was a bad time to go to him. I don't know, but it was a bad time to have a bad day. And he gives up two runs and the rest is history. And the Yankees lose that first game on Friday, but bounce back on Saturday with a near no-hitter. Seven innings, no-hit ball from Clark Schmidt. And here's the kicker. You bring in, whatever his name is, who hasn't pitched in like 3 years. He actually strikes out Gary Sanchez. Gary Sanchez swung the bat. I'm not good at this check swing nonsense, but I can tell you that much. That was a strike. He swung at it. It was in the dirt. Sucks for him, but he swung. They let him off the hook. They called it a ball. Next thing you know, Gary Sanchez is getting a single and break up the no-hitter. That is messed up. That's messed up. Like, we go back to the Armando Galarraga. Gallego, whatever his name is, from the Detroit Tigers. I'm blanking his name. But the near-perfect game, that ground ball to second base, they go to first with it. Miguel Cabrera's there. Looks like an obvious out. Everybody in the world knows that it was out. You should still call him out anyway. And the ump Joyce, I think it was Jim Joyce, called him safe. Clear as day, he was out. If you only had instant replay that day, that would have been reversed. Out, ball game over, perfect game. You got to be able to do check swings too. I'm sorry. I know it's an umpire's call. I know. But there's so many of these moments where it's like, well, it's a combined no-hitter, okay? But still, it would have been a no-hitter. Like, there's still special things. Still give these fans the proper – who's ever sitting there in the stadium, who's ever watched on TV, give these fans – something, you know, it's a blowout. It's 9-0 or 7-0 or whatever it was at that point in time. Give the fans that. I mean, come on. But again, the umpires continue to find ways to, I don't want to say make the game about them, but find ways to screw things up. That's for sure. But for the most part, Yankees did their job. They won a series. That was really good too. And they were, again, Sunday's game was very reminiscent of the Friday game. You know, they score early. They're down 2-1 a majority of the game. And then this time, though, come the eighth inning, they come up there and they get a couple hits. Jazz Chisholm actually has a big hit and breaks open the game and makes it 3-2. And then they get a I think it was pass interference. Jeez, what are we watching? Football is going to be here soon, but not that soon. It was a fielder's choice, excuse me, and they ended up scoring Jazz on that fielder's choice. And the Yankees take the lead, and that's it. And Devin Williams shuts them down. It's amazing how that happens. Devin Williams, that guy that everyone wanted to run out of town after the first month of the season. And it was a terrible month. But Devin Williams closes it down. It's amazing how that happens when you're the best closer in baseball and nobody wants to know about it. That's a shame. That's a shame. I hope the Yankees know what they have. Not even the Yankees. I hope Yankee fans understand how good Devin Williams is. And yes, that may have been the worst, historical worst month of the season by any closer ever of all time in the pinstripe uniform. But I'll tell you this much. Guy's going to be the closest thing to Mariano Rivera than you've ever seen. Luke Weaver, I love Luke Weaver. I love his moxie. I love his attitude. I love what he offers. But I do like the fact that now Aaron Boone has flexibility of where to put Luke Weaver, because you have Devin Williams who can shut things down in the ninth inning, and Luke Weaver can come in that seventh, eighth inning, whenever it is. He could be that flexibility guy. I could save it for a tenth inning if we're going to extra innings. You know, there's just so many options for Luke Weaver, and it's an asset, and he can give you multiple innings. And you still have that reliable Devin Williams that you didn't have in the first month of the season. He is now back, reliable, and ready to take over. So get ready, Yankee fans. You're going to enjoy that combo of Weaver and Devin Williams, that's for sure. Now, the finals are not over yet as of I'm recording this, but the Thunder are going to win. And Halliburton went out with a bad injury. And it's terrible. You know what it is. Like it looks like a some sort of tear in the back of his quad or something like that. Or something. You saw something pop. That's never good. Hopefully it's nothing too bad, but done for the game at the very least. And the Thunder are gonna win. Thank goodness. Because if the Indiana Pacers found a way to win the NBA Finals, I would have been pissed more at that. I'm not pissed that the Pacers went to the Finals. If they found a way to win in the Finals, that to me would have been a punch to the gut. Because the Knicks then had this, that's reminiscent of when the Mets went to the NLCS versus the Cardinals, lost game 7 at home. You know, Adam Wainwright, we all know the strikeout to Carlos Beltran. And then the Cardinals go take on the Tigers in the World Series and just steamroll the Tigers. I thought it was going to be a good World Series. I thought maybe the Tigers had a chance. Nope, they got steamrolled by the Cardinals. I'm like, that stings more because that should have been the Mets. Well, the Pacers, they got the 7 games. Could the Knicks have pushed it to 7 games? Maybe, but at the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference because the Thunder are going to win the finals. And hey, that's what I knew. I didn't think the Knicks had an opportunity or didn't have what it took to beat the Thunder. And I knew the Pacers shouldn't have beaten the Thunder either. They made it a good series at the very least, but at least they are not winning, because that to me would have been just the last punch to the gut. And we don't need that. I don't need any more punches to the gut. I watch enough baseball every day of my life to get the punches to the gut. We watch enough New York sports to get punches to the gut. You know, we clearly know what's going on around sports these days with the Giants and Jets, you know, only a month and a half away from, you know, their preseason starting up and getting back to camp. But we know that football season is going to give us a bunch of gut punches already, just because that's what it does every single year. I did not need to take one more hey, the Knicks have been done for over a week and a half. You don't know who your coach is going to be. Free agency is going to start, and you're still not going to know who your coach is going to be. It's funny. I asked BT and Sal, I think the day after they fired Tom Thibodeau, I said, will the free agency period start before the Knicks get themselves a head coach? And they're like, oh, there's no doubt. They're definitely going to have a coach before free agency starts. The Knicks know what they're doing. They have a plan. Yeah, the plan is wait till after free agency. Wait till this whole thing clears up. The NBA Finals is done and start sometime in July. That's what it feels like. We don't need any more punches. We don't need any more, you know, stress. Okay? I'm going bold enough as it is. We don't need any more stress. But good weekend for the Yankees. The Mets, weekend because at least they won. They showed you they got pop. Jared Young shoved it up Evan's butt saying, hey, you don't want me on this team? Well, I'm going to hit a home run for you. And now, F you. Carlos Mendoza believes in me. And really quickly before we leave, just because, again, to celebrate the Fanatics Fest, which it was fantastic, I just want to open up one more pack of cards, which I haven't done since the last WFN Daily. So my kids are asking to open a pack, so I might just skip and just like videotape us opening packs because it's supposed to be some autograph or what is it? This is a hobby box, so we have at least one autograph or relic card. So I'm assuming something is going to be good here, so I'd like to show it to you guys as I pull it. If not, whatever. You'll have to deal with it. But I'm going to videotape at the very least. All right, so far the highlights have been a Zach Wheeler bronze, which is, you know, what, $5. I have a Juan Soto Grapefruit League card, which is like worth $1. So the price tags haven't been much, but here we go. You get Resolson from the maybe World Series, or at least the AL representative for the World Series with the Detroit Tigers. You got Logan Webb, who I think I picked, and I believe I did pick Logan Webb to be the Cy Young for the National League, but I don't think he's going to get it. But yeah, that's okay. He's having a good season anyway. Sean Reynolds, rookie card. Nobody knows who he is. I don't know who Sean Reynolds is, but that's his card. And he's on the San Diego Padres. Boo them. We got Cal Quantrill. I feel like he's related to somebody else. Phil Quantrill, maybe. Davis Schneider. Not really. Yeah, he plays second base in outfield. Nobody cares. He's Toronto Blue Jay. Grant McRae. This is a bad pack already. We got nothing here. We're not going to have anything here. Oh, here we go. One of the greats. Andrew Benintendi. All we heard about. Remember when the Yankees fans all wanted Andrew Benintendi? We should need to keep Andrew Benintendi. He has been very lackluster. But he has 98 home runs in his career. That's good for him. Christopher Sanchez. Oh, okay. Well, we got a card. I guess that's the – we'll find that in a second. Christopher Sanchez. Okay. Christopher Sanchez, Spencer Steer. And when I started opening these boxes, these packs, the one thing I did, I opened up and I got, the Angels were playing the Angels. And I was like, I can't pronounce this guy's name, but he always does bad. You know, he always finds a way to hit a home run or do something against the Yankees. So that's the guy I got, Nolan Schanuel. We got a relic card. That is a Nolan Schanuel. I'm definitely not pronouncing it right. Relic card. It's got like a jersey or something like that. Player worn memorabilia. Now, I'm not even sure if that's his jersey that he wore, but maybe it's somebody else's. Who knows? Maybe it's Louis Rengifo. So, okay, that's cool. I guess that's the relic. So you guys found it. Good. All right. Now that we did that, guys, it's a new week. Let's go. Get ready for Boomer and Gio in the morning. Get ready for Sal and BT, BT and Sal, Evan and Tiki, Keith McPherson, Chris McMonagle, and the rest of the crew, everybody. WFAN all week long. Go to the Odyssey app if you miss anything at all. If you want to stream it live, if you're not in the country or if you're not in the state, go stream it all at the Odyssey app. If you missed anything at all and want to listen to some podcasts like this one or the Rico Bronya or Unkillable or anything else, that's where you can find it, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Like, subscribe, YouTube, all that good stuff and more. Thank you again for listening to WFAN with Pete Hoffman, WFAN Daily with Pete Hoffman. You can always follow me at Hoff WFAN. I will see you guys tomorrow. Peace.
I'm Mark Solinger, producer and one of the hosts of the Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.